Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, we also would like to have you follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab as the Captain's America Third Watch, so you can follow us over there. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now from California IA, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And let's bring him on now and give him a big round of applause. Everybody in the parking lot, are you ready? All right. There they are. Okay, all right, calm down, calm down. All right, there we go. Okay.
All right.
I had them all standing outside the window of the hotel there.
I love it.
All righty. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have a caller, and before we get to the caller, I'm going to just mention the big, big, huge story of the moment. And that, of course, if you've been hiding under a rock, you don't know this, but the jury convicted ex-cop Derek Chauvin on all charges in death of George Floyd. Now, I was a little surprised that all the charges went through. I thought that there might be one, maybe two, but I didn't think they were going to get all three. Now, the jurors has found that Minneapolis police officer, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, guilty on all three charges in connection with the May 2020 death of George Floyd. Chauvin, of course, 45, was charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Now, his bail was immediately revoked, and he was led away in handcuffs behind his back, and that's what we've seen so far, and until he gets sentenced, we won't see or hear much more about it. But I will say that Maxine Waters and what she had to say, and a lot of legal experts, including Alan Dershowitz, have said that she has set the way for an appeal.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And Derek Chauvin, now convicted on those three charges, it looks like he will be sentenced about 8 weeks from now. And, of course, if the full force of the sentencing comes down on him, it'll be decades before he would ever, he'll be behind bars literally for the rest of his life, more than likely. This is what Maxine Waters said was addressed directly by the judge in this case, as the attorneys for Chauvin were trying to get a mistrial as a result of it. He said to them, basically, Maxine Waters, with her comments, might have given them something that they will be able to overturn any verdict on appeal, basically. So we'll see how that plays out. But there's a larger issue, of course, in the kind of behavior that Maxine Waters is demonstrating. It doesn't seem to go to the idea that we wait to see what the legal system is going to do, as opposed to making comments that could be construed as do this or else.
Yep. Now let's go to the phone lines because we have the honorary, almost wannabe mayor of Clearwater, Mike, on the phone line. Well, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, several things wrong with this trial. Number one, you're absolutely right. Maxine Waters has given them ammunition for a possible overturn on appeal, but that judge should never have allowed that trial to take place in that location. That trial should have been moved. I don't feel he got a fair trial because you got to remember, the judge and the jury, all these people were under the gun. There was a cloud hanging over them that, well, oh, my God, if we find him not guilty, everything's going to burn. The fire of the fury is going to come down on this city. Like, so I think that, number one, that there was no change of venue. The judge allowed it to go through, probably knowing damn well that he shouldn't have, but he probably felt like, well, I don't want to be held responsible if things don't come out the way it should. So the change of venue, Maxine Waters, the jury obviously being tainted by outside influence, you can't tell. The only charge that's appropriate that I agree with that he got found guilty on was the manslaughter charge. Those two other charges, you cannot tell me that those were appropriate. And Kyle, I really believe that this man has a really good shot at an appeal. This trial was like a kangaroo court. It was shoddy. It wasn't conducted right. I want to know what your thoughts are. Thank you so much.
All right, and I'm going to add one thing before you say anything, Kyle. The jury was not sequestered of all times over the weekend. They went back home to their homes, and they were told not to watch television. Yeah, sure, right, uh-huh.
Well, you know, Captain, these days, and I know we're coming up on the break here real quick, I know, but I'll just say real quickly, these days, just not turning on the television, it said, do you have a cell phone? Do you have any access to any part of the Internet?
Sure.
You would have been involved in this trial or heard something about it. Mike's exactly right about the change of venue that should have taken place, just for legal reasons, and that $27 million settlement was also, I think, a factor in the jury.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and myself. Kathy is going to give you the information here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID.
instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing, the one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. I talked to somebody last night, a couple somebodies last night, about the Relief Factor, and one person told me they were taking it, and it was working for them, keeping the inflammation, the problem that they had, down, and that's what it does for me, and that's what it does for them. Now, the reason for that is because Relief Factor has got four ingredients in it that are all natural. First of all, it's drug-free. There's not a drug in it. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to restore the body's natural response to inflammation and stop the swelling that you're in. It also goes right to the source of the pain and lowers or even eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got. A lot of people take it for arthritis and for rheumatism and for exercising when they're out there and they do a lot of cardiovascular stuff and they ache and whatnot. They take that and the pains are gone in just a matter of a half hour or less. Now, this product is available for $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and that's just what it is. You take it for 3 weeks, costs $19.95. You'll know at the end of the 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you or not, and if it doesn't, you're only out $20. Now, you go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and that's where you go for the $19.95 3-week quick start. There's a video there you can watch. It'll tell you all about the product and what it does, and just lets you be more informed. All right, back to Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just want to say a couple of other things here about this trial. Now, Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax TV, and he talked about the jury fear. There was no due process, in his opinion, done here. And that led to the Chauvin verdict. But there was also a couple of other things. There was some shouting that was going on by Democrats as to what a great thing this was and all that stuff. One of them was the Democratic representative from Michigan, Debbie Dingell. She went on a shouting tirade at her press conference stating that we need racial justice. Now, the Attorney General Merrick Garland also said racism is an American problem. And again, I caution everybody, when you hear the word racist, look who's calling who a racist. You need to look no further than the person on your television screen that's saying it, because they're the ones that are the racist. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi, who made one of the most, I can't even figure out why she said this. She said, thank you to George Floyd for sacrificing your life. What? What?
Yeah, I heard that, and I really was quite surprised by that. I would think, Captain, that if she wanted to say anything, she would say something like, George Floyd's death will never be in vain, and today's verdict proves that, or that kind of thing. It just seems to put it to a whole other category about somehow he sacrificed his life. It just made it sound a little strange the way she was talking about it. But you know, going back to the idea of some of these different things in this trial. Of course, yes, they were asked to have a change of venue. The things that Dershowitz is talking about is very important in terms of what was in the jury's orbit not just in the time they sat in the jury box, but all everything leading up to that. And then of course you also have this idea that I think a lot of these legal experts, legal scholars, were expecting at the very least a manslaughter conviction. They would not have been surprised by that. They
nope.
were expecting that. But again, the weight of these charges, I think, and the tape in and of itself was what tipped that jury and made them, and they were unanimous on this as well.
Yep. Absolutely true. Now, we need to talk about Maxine Waters and what her presence in all this may do. 3 months after Democrats and Republicans condemned the rhetoric that preceded the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill and chastised Donald Trump for what they called incitement, you have House Democrat Maxine Waters, who came to the Twin Cities to vet her own dangerous rhetoric. Now, she spoke to the protesters at the Derek Chauvin trial. She went to Brooklyn Center, spoke there, and demanded that the jury deliver a guilty verdict or else. Her words were, or else. Now, that's provocative, but she went on to say that she not only demanded the jury verdict for Chauvin, but added that she wanted a guilty verdict for first-degree murder, which wasn't even amongst the charges that Chauvin faced. Now, Waters then exhorted the protesters to stay in the streets and fight for justice. Loaded language in a city that exploded into rioting last year and where unrest followed a police shooting over in Brooklyn Center. Now, the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, demanded Nancy Pelosi take action against Waters for inciting violence in Minneapolis, which he did bring up a resolution, and the Democrats blocked it. They didn't even vote on it. They blocked it to censure Maxine Waters.
Yeah, well, to say they're inconsistent would be the understatement of the year. Obviously, if we're going to criticize speech that's incendiary of one person or one party or what have you, well, then somebody else from another party we have to criticize in any kind of incendiary speech. And I think it's absolutely a slam dunk that she was making that kind of those kinds of statements and essentially giving that sort of threat, the or else part of it. And what's sad, Captain, is that on a day like today, when Americans, black and white, and any other ethnic group or racial group, can simply sit back and say the system, was played out, There was a conviction. Nobody approves of what happened on that videotape. And on a day that should be really unifying, you have these, like you were saying just a few moments ago, you have these people still crying racism, racism, as if to say, no, America's just bad. It's completely racist and all this stuff. And that's disunifying. And unfortunately, they're only doing that because they believe it buttresses their own power.
Well, that's true, and even Biden came out and said the Chauvin verdict can be a giant step towards justice, and, you know, justice for who?
Well, he also said, too, he said, well, these kinds of verdicts are all too rare, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, we don't assign verdicts or make findings based on statistics. We're supposed to make findings and render verdicts based on evidence. So if evidence is there, well, of course, we get a particular verdict. But just simply to, in other words, he's signaling somehow that, well, you know, I'm just going to say these things because it sounds right to say today. But what he's saying is not actually how our system works.
Now, there were some similarities, a little farther apart, but, Chris in Massachusetts sent a message here a little while ago. And I just happened to catch part of it. I can't really look at the article until we get to a break. But I can say that George Zimmerman, quoting, you know, that does come to mind there. But the difference with George Zimmerman, that case that was in Florida with, what was his name?
Trayvon Martin, yeah.
Yeah, the difference there was that led to a full-scale riot.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of people thought about that. And I think that was brought up. And good morning to LJ, and I hope you're staying warm up there in cold Michigan. And good morning to Wally, who just chimed in the chat room as well. But the thing of it is we have a lot of things that are going to transpire here. And again, I believe this case will be appealed, so it's not over yet. It's still going to be in the news, but it's not going to be front and center every day, every day, every day, because the appeal process will take months. And we may very well see this wind up in the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's very possible, given that there will obviously be some kind of appeal. But here's what's coming down the pike. The three other officers that were present that day, they are going to be facing charges very soon, and facing trial, I should say, for aiding and abetting. And now with this conviction having been handed down, that trial, I don't know if they're all going to be tried at the same time or not yet, but that also is going to be a matter that is going to have a big effect, and whether or not there could be more protests or other acts of violence as a result of whatever comes out of that trial.
Yeah, now very quickly, because we're coming up on a hard break again here, Biden administration is, of course, supporting D.C. statehood, and we'll have to talk about it on the other side. But there's some things that they can do and some things they can't do, and they're usurping the competition or the Constitution again. And we'll explain about that when we come back, folks, because there's a certain way you have to do this. You just don't go to the Senate one day in the House and say, well, we're going to make D.C. a state. It does not work that way. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter, as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked, and a sentencing hearing will be held in 8 weeks. After the verdict was announced, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison addressed George Floyd's family, thanking them for patience in a difficult time.
Over the last year, the family of George Floyd had to relive again and again the worst day of their lives when they lost their brother, their father, their friend. I'm profoundly grateful to them for giving us the time we needed to prosecute this case. They have shown the world what grace and class and courage really look like.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, and take a look at what it might cost you to get your car insurance or truck insurance with them. Maybe you got a motorcycle or a boat or an RV or an ATV. You can get all that taken care of over there, too. And all you got to do is go to the website, geico.com, and type in your zip code when they ask you where you're from, and away you go. And everything can actually be done on the website if you don't want to talk to an agent. Otherwise, they'll tell you who your local agent is, and then you can do it that way, which is the way a lot of people would much rather do it than talk to a computer. But if you go to the website, geico.com, you will have the ability to find out what it will cost you to get your auto or your truck insurance or, again, a motorcycle, an ATV, an RV, or even your boat. And the way that you really save money is when you bundle things together with your homeowner's policy, which Geico has, or your renter's insurance policy, which Geico has. And if you do that, you will save a bunch of money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what you can do with them. I've been with them going on 17 and a half years, and they've saved me money every year. I do check, I do verify to make sure that's the case. All right, back to Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, well, we talked about the Biden administration now supporting D.C. statehood and trying to push that through. But you just don't go to Congress one day and say, okay, we're going to have a bill, we're going to pass this law, and we're going to make D.C. a state. It does not work that way.
No, it doesn't. And even so, I think it's H.R. 51 it is that's would it be expected to pass the House. But once it gets to the Senate...
It's a resolution.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have to get at least the 60 votes, and they'd have to overcome the filibuster.
They need 60 votes to get it to the floor, but they need two-thirds to get it to rise to the level of changing the Constitution, which then they would have to have a constitutional amendment.
Well, exactly. So this is a more involved process. But the Biden administration simply wants to continue to, to sort of give the idea that, guess what? There are 700,000 Washington, D.C. residents who don't have full representation, this kind of thing. Whenever they're telling you that, remember, it's not about, they're not being altruistic here. They're not saying, oh, well, we've really got to get representation for these 700,000 people. That's not it at all. This is about power. It's about getting two more senators into the Senate, basically, as well as another representative in the House. And so that means that they can then simply rule, govern however they want to, because it will be very hard to overcome, obviously, if that were to go through. But it's not the altruistic thing that they want to make you think that it is.
And Amandala in the chat room is saying, in her opinion, this was all mob justice.
Oh, for the George Floyd trial?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, because anybody who's been around since last year, we know exactly what kind of... In fact, I talked to people today in my travels, and people, especially because we knew then that the verdict was going to be coming down in a couple of hours, that kind of thing. And everybody was saying, okay, well, wait a minute. Whatever, if the verdict's a certain way, we're going to expect to get all kinds of disturbances or riots, as it were. Mm-hmm. And so, right, there's an intimidation factor that's already baked into this.
Now, we heard from Kamala yesterday, and Kamala says that Americans are sleeping better due to Joe's help.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know about you.
I'm not.
I know. In fact, it's actually a little bit more scary than that, Vice President Harris. I think Americans are worried, number one, about the Middle East, about Iran, what it's doing, what is Putin going to invade Ukraine tomorrow? What are the Chinese going to be doing in Hong Kong, for example, or in Taiwan? So, but this is all part, again, of a narrative. Oh, no, it's all good.
All right. Hold that thought while we go to the phone lines, and I believe we have Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, the left doesn't care about you or me or anything but themselves. Okay, they're on the Chinese payroll. Okay, they're now mad at Georgia, who strengthened their law. You're insulting black people's intelligence. We can't vote. We don't know. We can't get a vote legally. Come on, man. That law should be in Pennsylvania. That law should be in Arizona, where Trump won, and in Michigan, and all the in Nevada. It's a joke. Those states, those House and Senate senators in those states haven't rushed back to the respective Senates and passed the law to override the corrupt. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And that just goes to show you how many people are on the Chinese payroll and on the government payroll. Joe Biden couldn't raise jobs. And by the way, Black Lives Matter is out in the street in Minnesota while you're shut down and you can't make a living. They're laughing at you. Take your state back. Take your city back, because they're making a fortune while they tell you to stay at home, while they print money and give you $1,200. Tell them to stick the $1,200 where the sun don't shine and you'll take your $400,000. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, and there's some knowledge in there, right?
Yeah, Todd's on a roll tonight.
Yep. Now, again, getting back to what we said about, Joe's help and people sleeping better and all that, I don't know what planet she's talking about, but it's not the one I'm on because I was at a Tampa Bay Trump Club meeting last night, and we had a lot of good speakers and met a lot of great people again, made some new friends, and saw a lot of old friends, as the case may be. By the way, our friend Brooke was there, and she got a chance to speak. Colonel Jim was there, and he got a chance to speak. And my guest that I had on yesterday, Caroline Wetherington, was also there, and she got a chance to speak and talk about her group. So a lot of really good things coming out. And now we talked about running for office and getting involved, some of the people that were there. And we also talked about the priority right now to get into the political realm is to get on the school board.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's how many problems can we start to really get a handle on if we have quality education that is not going to be taken over, as we see in so many different ways, by the wokeism and all these, you know, these kinds of sort of cockamamie ideas that come along.
That's absolutely correct. And I can remember back in the day when I was going to school, my parents were very involved in the Parent Teachers Association. And my mother was the vice president for a while when I was in when I was in high school, and it had seemed to change things because when your parents get involved, they take an active interest, and we all benefited from it. All of us in school benefited from what they did because we didn't have a lot of the nonsense you heard about in some of the other areas. By the way, speaking of nonsense, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Residents who don't identify as male or female can now select an X during the paperwork process in New Jersey when you get your driver's license.
Interesting.
I'm looking at a driver's license here, a sample driver's license, with the description, which says sex, it says X.
X. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, does that cover everything? I'm not exactly sure. You know, what we can have an X prime, or who knows what it could possibly be at some point. But you know, as you mentioned about the schools, Captain, the one of the best ideas would be let parents choose what schools they're going to send their kids to.
Right.
Again, you know, break the monopoly of that, and you'd get better education. You'd especially in underserved areas and so forth. I think it would be a real revolution. But knowledge, education, and critical thinking would be a major boost to this newest, our young generation right now, because right now they're kind of being told what to think, and they're not being taught how to think, and that's a big difference.
Yeah, and the other thing is let the people decide. You know, let the majority decide what they want to do. But the school board is something that we just absolutely have to get involved in. And again, last night we had a lot of emphasis about that. So you're going to be seeing a lot of people running for the school board this year around the country that are getting involved in politics for the first time. And that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. All right, folks, we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And boy, have we got a report for you tonight. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, who's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us with her husband, Don, at the Double D Ranch. They got a horse ranch there. And you look them up in the phone book or stop by and see what you can do. They teach equestrian riding and western riding, and if you want to stable a horse there, they'll do all that too. And keep in mind that they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix there for a second. Kyle, you wanted to say something? You got a message from Chris up in Massachusetts, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Chris from Massachusetts sent in a message, and that just makes my day, and I appreciate what he said very, very much.
All righty. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop in there. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Remember, up there in New England and whatnot, of course, they've got the Dunkin' Donuts in a lot of them. So you get that benefit of the donuts and the full menu that they have, because they can offer you breakfast, a full breakfast if you want that. They can also offer you lunch sandwiches along the way, too. All right, well, we're going to do something a little different tonight, because I've had a lot of requests for this, because a lot of people want to go rooster cruising. So guess what? We're going to go rooster cruising.
Boogie tune called Ray's Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty.
Now when I find a truck, I drive around to the back.
That's Ray Carlisle, and that's Rooster Cruising. And we've got to get to the weather here, because, Kyle, we got a bunch of weather tonight. And I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to give it to you. Now, a strong cold front, and I mean a strong cold front, is going to sweep through the east on Wednesday with heavy wet snow from the eastern Great Lakes into northern New England, and strong thunderstorms with damaging winds in the middle Atlantic states and the northeast. Now, the big story, though, will continue to be the well below average temperatures behind the storm system or east of the Rockies. And LJ, it's going to get colder than a well digger's butt up there by you, if it isn't already. Now, numerous record low temperatures are going to be set over the next day or two. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California tonight. We've got a wind advisory out on Interstate 10. If you're coming through the Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs area, or Banning, you're going to encounter this wind advisory. Also, we're
going to blow right by the scale.
That's right. And we've also got a little bit of a cool down happening in Southern California. It was in the 80s, but now tomorrow and here today on Wednesday, it'll probably be more like in the 60s, so we have quite a change. But that's where we're also going to go over to Arizona, where we also have a wind advisory covering a lot of that state, but also fire weather warnings. So the all the dryness and all that is over there in Arizona right now. Of course, Phoenix, Flagstaff. If you go over into New Mexico, we've also got a fire weather warning. This along I-40, wind advisory near and around Albuquerque as well. And then in the eastern part of the state, as you continue to come across I-40, which is historic Route 66, by the way, you've got a hard freeze warning. So you want to be aware of that. That's going to incorporate Clovis and Roswell, a little bit just about south, all the way down south towards Carlsbad as well. And then that is also going to go over into the Texas area, and that's where the captain will pick it up.
Well, we'll start with Texas because all the way from Amarillo on down to Midland, Texas, and over into the Metroplex, you're going to have very cold temperatures, number one. Number two, you're going to have snow intertwined and mixed in there. If you're going along I-40 all the way across Oklahoma to Arkansas to western Tennessee into Memphis and the northwestern corner of Tennessee, you'll be in and out of snow all the way over there with the cold temperatures. That will also include all of Oklahoma. Northern part of Texas from the Metroplex north. In the Metroplex, you may get a little bit of mixed moisture, but you're going to get cold temperatures and a freeze warning and a frost warning, depending on where you're at. So either way, that's going to be cold enough to have the heat turned on. And then as we go, and boy, this is really a mess right now, Kansas, most of Kansas, is going to be under a freeze warning and the mixture of some wet snow in there, especially along I-70. And then up on I-80, east of Nebraska, across Iowa and Illinois and Indiana, and that includes I-90 and I-94 all the way to Detroit, you're going to have winter weather driving conditions mixed in there. And that will also bring you a lot of cold weather. But the way the wind is blowing right now, folks, in upstate New York and all across Ohio along I-90 and I-80, and then when I-90 goes up into New York, you're going to have a lake effect snow warning all the way up to Buffalo, almost all the way to Rochester, and then it'll pick up again north of Syracuse, up north of Oswego, all the way to Watertown, all the way up through the Adirondacks, Lake Placid, Ogdensburg, Messina, up into Quebec line up there going into Quebec. So I-87, you're going to run into it there. You've got frost warnings all across the central part of the middle Atlantic states and, for example, West Virginia and Maryland and the mountains of Virginia and the mountains of Carolina. And most of Tennessee is either under a frost warning or a freeze warning of some sort. And then you're going to get some winter weather, it looks like, across the northern part of Alabama that's going to come into play there in the higher elevations there. And then we've got all kinds of wind warnings along the east for most of Georgia. A fire weather threat exists right now for the I-95 corridor up through South Carolina. And winds and ever-changing weather conditions in North Carolina, as well as this big system moves across from the west to the east. And, Kyle, this just takes up the whole darn map of the central part of the United States.
It really, really does. And this is massive tonight.
Yeah, and it's going to be really some of the coldest weather that you've seen in several months. So I'm not kidding when I tell you, bundle up, get the heat going, get the extra jackets and all that. You're going to need them. It's really going to be cold.
It really is, yes.
Yep. So the Pilot and the Flying J, folks, bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And remember, if you join the Drivers Club, you'll get points for the fuel that you buy at the pump, the food that you buy inside, and whatever you get in the way of trucker supplies. And don't forget, folks, they have an RV club, too, that you can join if you got an RV. And that'll even get you a discount on your fuel. The more you buy, the less it is. So check them out and see what they can do to help you. Or just go ahead and get a Flying J fuel card to begin with. There you go. Problem solved. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.